Tune in to CKLN 88.1 FM, where February and every month is African Liberation Month.
All right, word up, word of mouth Wednesday. We're back here on the show. And joining me here today in the studio, I'd like to welcome Munira Douglas and Tristan Coffey. Hi.
Hi, thank you for having us.
Oh, yeah, thanks for being on the show. And I know you're representing the Concerned Toronto Citizens for Dr. York campaign and also the United Nawapians Worldwide. And I know we've had Tristan Coffey on the show before. And Munira, this will be your first time on the Word of Mouth. So yeah, thanks for coming on. But I think maybe just to start, are there any updates with the Concerned Citizens for Dr. York? What's going on with the Dr. York campaign, the political prisoner Dr. York?
Well, currently right now what's happening is we're really worried about his well-being and health because he's now 64, mm-hmm. soon to be 65 years old, and he's in the worst prison in the United States. Just to reiterate, he is currently being illegally tortured and imprisoned. There is a lack of evidence as far as to keep him there. It's cruel and unusual punishment to have somebody of his caliber of intellect and scholastic ability for him to be still within that place. So we want him to get him until he can be freed completely. We would like him to at least be in a place that can deal with his medical needs. So that's currently what we're pushing right now. And just an overall awareness, especially in African Liberation Month, to a continually dedicated effort put forth by him via his books, materials, lectures, so on and so forth, to assist in that process.
Right. And I know we got into... We got into a bit about the case the last time I interviewed you. So we might not need to go into the details of that because I think you can find... We got the archive on Radio for All if anybody wants to check out that. But I was wondering, you know, like what are some of the things that your group and the movement is doing right now with the Dr. York case?
Currently, right now, we are in connection with... people who are directly related to his case, lawyers, concerned advocates across the states, and also, you know, as far as Europe and London and whatnot like that. And we make sure that we keep researching and combing the media to find similar cases where, well, of course, this is a kind of a unprecedented case as to what happened as far as his case in particular, but to find a similar... rulings and whatnot where we could go via law a reversal, because currently he is in a position where during his imprisonment, I think that if they haven't already done it, they're trying to do away with the habeas corpus within the United States. And that's something that is going to make our job a lot harder in the sense that he can't even protest why he's in prison anymore. So we're watching a literal erosion of not only our rights and freedoms, but also an erosion of his while he continues to be literally held prisoner based upon his social, political beliefs and values.
Right. And how about Munira? How did you get involved with this? This whole situation and movement, I guess?
Well, I actually came across a couple of his books about a year or two ago. And from that, it kind of just stemmed into, okay, who is this individual? I was so interested in his works that I also wanted to find out who was this man. And I actually found out that he was wrongly convicted for a crime that they have no evidence of. And so that actually sparked something inside of me to start advocating for innocent prisoners, not just Malachi K. York, but if you even, like Tristan said, if you look even further, there are still other individuals who are convicted of crimes as well that are innocent. And so it just kind of just stemmed from there, just reading his books, learning about him, coming in contact with other individuals, and it just stemmed from there, pretty much.
I see. So it's like sort of almost like you could have a concerned Toronto citizens for innocent prisoners.
Yes, definitely.
Because you got multiple, not just Dr. York. But I know Dr. York, since we talked about him before, his case is a bit extreme because of the severity of the charges, the amount of years, and also what he was setting up in Georgia with involving Egypt. And I wanted to ask you actually about that, because I know I got your business card and it says Egypt to the West. What is Egypt to the West?
Well, basically, what was being set up was not just it being Egypt of the West, but it was also on a place called Rock Eagle Mound. This is within the States. This is within Georgia that we're talking about. What happened is there was property that was collectively owned by the organization, United Wapping Worldwide. At that point in time, it was called United Wapping Nation of Moors, and was basically step-by-step reclaiming all the different cultural identities that misnomered black people have or African people have, and setting the record straight. So Egypt is, of course, this is a very hot topic as far as debate and whatnot, but the original Egyptians, beyond a shadow of a doubt, were very, very dark brown and lived in Africa, and i.e. there were Africans. And there were so many cultural, there's just so much that Egypt had to offer to the world and still does have to offer to the world, that it was an important point to step or start from as far as a reclamation of black people's identity as being, yes, highly productive contributors to society and just the world's history in general. So that was established in Georgia and literally began to build pyramids in Georgia and live in a culture where it was to give a sense of identity to our children and also to reclaim what is really the world's history but needs to be put back in the color that it should be.
For real, and we're talking about Dr. York, we're talking about All Eyes on Egypt, and I just wanted to actually play, maybe we can just play a quick track here. It's actually a track by Dr. York, You Are Everything. I found it online, and we'll be back with more talk after this. Oath. We're back on the show. It's about 7:23 p.m. We've got our guests here, Munira Douglas and Tristan Coffey, talking with us. We're talking about a lot of different stuff, and it is African Liberation Month. We got into a bit into the Egypt on the West, Egypt to the West. But I want to ask you also about the All Eyes on Egypt, because that's the other thing that's written on the business card that I got of yours. So what is exactly All Eyes on Egypt? And
well, actually, All Eyes on Egypt is it's kind of like a warehouse of Malachi K. York's teachings, his books, any of his audios. We actually hold classes. Because a lot of the works that he's done range from all different types of topics, from archaeology, religion, health, science, you name it. So it's just like one place where people can come together to do any type of research that they want, to learn more about Malachi K. York, to learn more about the Egypt culture, to learn more about themselves, because it's not just catered just directly to that one specific region. It actually goes into more in depth about, let's say, China, Europe, all different histories of all different types of people.
So this is like, so it's like a store and an educational place.
It is, definitely. It's a school.
Nice. And this is in Toronto?
Yes, it is. It's at Dufferin and Eglinton.
Nice. And because I was checking online, actually, and I found that there's an All Eyes on Egypt bookstore.com site. But then on that site, it says location is in Middleage, Georgia. Does your store have any connection with this one in Georgia?
Yes, actually. There's actually different bookstores situated in different places. This one in particular we have in Toronto is the only one we have right now in Toronto. But that one, we do look at that one as towards, let's say, like a home office type of thing.
Right. Okay. So I guess if anybody can't make it to the one in to the location in Toronto, you can check it out online. Mm-hmm. And I saw you could order stuff there too. Mm-hmm. So I also wanted to ask you about, though, because this is African Liberation Month, yeah, and you mentioned that you had the store and this educational school going on. What if people were listening and they're interested in, you know, African Liberation Month and studying more? Is there any like specifics that you would get into for recommendations for what to research? What are you guys researching these days?
Oh my gosh. the more, I guess we can all say that the more that we study, the more that we realize we don't know anything, and the wider the variety of study. But I mean anything from one of the first books that really got me really interested, because the thing in African Liberation Month, what happens is it's slavery. Slavery, 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 slavery. A couple of martyrs got killed, and then it's more slavery. And that is not interesting. It doesn't grab me personally to just hear about slavery. Now, don't get me wrong. It's important to know. Mm-hmm. But it's also important to know, I don't know, the past few thousand years that before that, or perhaps where the origin of slavery began. What was a slave? Slave is a Latin word, Slav. That was talking about Europeans enslaving Europeans. That had nothing to do with Black people at that point. So really, I can probably speak for both of them. We study everything. Like, we study everything from quantum physics to religion to wherever you want to go, because we like to relate to people. It's not something where it's like you necessarily have to conform to one. It's not a religious thing. Like, it's really a don't get mad, prove me wrong thing. Like, we're giving you the facts. We're giving you the facts about wherever you want to go, whether it's, you know, world politics, New World Order, secret societies, if you want to go to ancient Egypt, the mystery schools, if you want to go to Moors, indigenous studies. That's what we do. But our questions and our study sessions are in a question and answer format, so that it's not necessarily you have to be dictated to, and, you know, your brain goes on, you know, cruise control, and we just dictate to you. No, we want to inspire people to start opening up their minds, and that's through questions, because you have to actually be interested about what you're talking about to ask, you know. So
definitely. And Munira, do you have any recommendations?
Yes, in addition to that, like how Tristan actually brought up about slavery and how it's Slavic, these questions actually lead to other questions that it will gear off into something else. Instead of just talking about slavery, then it will gear off into, okay, the history of the language, where that word came from. Then that's going to stem to something else. So really what you're teaching, what we're trying to actually teach, is that not just the answer to that one question, but to start generating something in someone's mind where, okay, that's going to lead to this, this is going to lead to this, and it's going to make you want to study. Because nowadays people, we find that it's just about this one thing. People are very focused on their daily lives, and everything else is kind of irrelevant. But right now it's just, okay, this is going to lead to this, this is going to lead to this. Questions just keep getting generated, and people have discussions. People don't want to have discussions. So now it's just a matter of, let's communicate, let's ask questions, let's figure this thing out together.
Nice. And I know one thing that's on a lot of some Torontonians' mind, I hear people talking about it, is this exhibit we're seeing right now in Toronto of King Tut, the old Egyptian pharaoh, is on display right now at the Art Gallery of Ontario. And I was actually wondering, you know, if you're, since you guys are in this, you got All Eyes on Egypt, the bookstore, you got the school, Egypt to the West movement. Do you guys have any comments on this King Tut being on display?
I actually had the privilege of going to the AGO a couple of weeks ago. I didn't actually know that he wasn't going to actually be there, so I was a little disappointed in that. But there were a couple of artifacts that I found quite interesting. But other than that, no, unless you research about what you're going to see beforehand, you really don't get a full grasp of what you're seeing. So what I actually would encourage, and what I actually did, was research a couple of the artifacts afterwards, because once you, let's say you go into the museum and you see it, you're not really getting a full understanding of what you're seeing. So that's what I actually encourage people to do, is before and afterwards, just research what you're doing, research what you're seeing, so that you can really understand what it is that you're looking at.
Yeah, definitely. One of the things that I can thank Dr. York for is really establishing a link all the way from Egypt down to today. And I see it as an insult, really. I see it as an insult. I would never pay to go and, you know, see one of my ancestors. I think that if we were to flip the situation, I don't know, say go to England, or go to, you know, a site where, you know, you have a great European, and there are great Europeans, you know, buried, and I dig them up, and I don't ask anybody, I just dig them up after colonizing the country, and then I, you know, take them around and put them on display. I cut them up, I take pieces of their body, you know, genetically analyze them and whatnot, start to change the very character. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they're like, saying malaria now, yeah.
It's nothing short of an insult. Mm-hmm. And I think that they should immediately, first of all, ask me permission if they should put this on display, let alone me going to pay money to go and see it. To me, that is absolute disrespect. And if this truly is a democracy, and if this really is such a multicultural Toronto, then I think David Miller should have stepped in and said, no, listen, before you do this, make sure that all their ancestors, first of all, have their permission asked as to whether or not this can be here. And secondly, all those proceeds, because those, it's funny, if you look at Western culture, it's based upon Egypt. Whether a lot of people realize that or not, by all means, come and, you know, find out for yourselves. And so is this culture, in a certain respect, still built upon the backs of black people. If you want to call it slavery, I'll call it kidnapping. But they should all the proceeds that go from that exhibit should be going to those black communities, because they're responsible for this society and the society that came before it.
All right. Some powerful words here on African Liberation Month, and I think we'll leave it there. But do you have any last details of how people can get in contact, or where people can go again?
Well, we do have our free question and answer classes every Sunday. That's from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and that's taking place at the actual bookstore itself. That's All Eyes on Egypt, Books and Things. We're located at 1796 Eglinton Avenue West. Munira had said, that's just east of Dufferin on the north side, across from the McDonald's for you you health food lovers. And yeah, you can get a hold of us at 647-891-6014 or 416-828-1484.
Awesome. Tristan Coffey, Munira Douglas, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Yeah, all thanks.
Great. And we're just going to throw it to a music track here. It's Ali Son of Abdul, track of Mute Screams Entertainment Artists on the track called Warning. Check it out. Word of mouth. We'll be right back. Word up.
None of y'all will catch me. Can't see me. Yeah. Microchips. The screens. The cameras. None of y'all will ever catch me. Or my various aliases if I have to. You'll never catch me. People are in the system right now. Catch me if you can, kids. So rebel, I live forever. Said I don't believe in God, but I do the devil. See the evil on the pole, watch us through the devil. See the queen up on the throne with the jewels and pencil. Forever, living thieving metal. Other speed in seven heaven, free from getting better. We get it better from the village to the building settled. My hallway sent it with my food on many levels. Spice and spit was labeled less than adequate. Use language and nationality to say I'm back with it. I'm back again and just as savage as you labeled me. Digest the definition and regurgitate your hate for me. I hope you love it, soak it in like all the covers of the smallpox blankets that you gave my other brothers. But then again, I guess to them we both Indian. Some of us by choice and others not prepared to hit with images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us in intersections, hitting my diameter like running, wanting, wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. Images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us in intersections, hitting my diameter like running, wanting, wanting something. All my freedom, yeah. You're seeing nothing. For your camera, you'll not get me on picture. ID won't be swiped at your bar or by your sensor. Vehicles are switching digit manuals, intersections on the background, on the stroll, on the nose, slightly lifted. People keep your vision, cause they'll take us in divisions. Universal government enslave us for their prism. They want us in their prison and they want us drunk and lifted. Dancing like a gypsy, half naked and facing sentence. The mallet hit the balance, unbalanced amid this fallacy. Bales of it, they process our food and we fight for calories. Bales of it, you and I, no blueprints but our fingerprints. Blueprints what we living in, they'll use it when they ready. Get ready cause they ready, programming them as disseminate. Penmanship the race and we're using computing everywhere. Picture us, single us, print and gimmick us. Stencil us, come on fam, you know that they be hitting with images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us at intersections, hitting my diameter like wanting, wanting, wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. Images, pictures and black boxes, cameras. Hearing us at intersections, hitting my diameter like wanting, wanting, wanting something. All my freedom, you're seeing nothing. I will conquer any content you caucus is conjure. You can't conjure. I'm the nerd of Allah. You 40 watt bulb, say alhamdulillah. I'm praying that your locks broke. You can't see me with your microscopes and techniques. Sign projects active with the low financial bracket. Sugar packet sandwich secondhand for father's ashes. Focused on the smoke, but told to focus on my classes while the program see is active. Broke us into classes and they sort us into fractions. War for resources while they hold the greater axis. Controlling all the passions, these hoes maintain the masses. Scoping on the tubes, sipping cola acting passive while they trap us acting captive. Captively we captive life competitive for fragments. Snapping in their pictures and they wish to get my images. Limited, I'm limitless, you primitive while hitting with nothing. All of your sophistication is nothing compared to me and my people. Mobilize the planet. You feel me walking? I know you can hear it.